Well, dear friends, we've heard the sayings through the years, no man is an island unto himself, and it takes a village. Well, let's think further on these things in a spiritual way today. From the International Gospel Hour, stay tuned.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, hello everyone. Greetings to you, and so grateful you're with us today as we appreciate each and every listener of our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. We also appreciate our Jay Webb, and Jay will be back shortly to share with you our free publication of the day and also information of online Bible study. But for right now, it's time again for our Are You Studying series. Now, this is where we take a broadcast and bring forth a verse-by-verse study of the Scripture. And today we're going to conclude 1 Corinthians chapter 4, a chapter that we have noted, number 1, the all of stewardship, verses 1 through 5. As ministers and stewards, it's not about us, but it's about God. When you look at the word minister, another word is servant or an under-rower. In other words, we are handling what the captain of the ship is asking us to do. And it's not ours, it's God who is guiding us. We're the ministers, we're the under-rowers. Stewards would be an individual who is a manager of something that belongs to someone else. So again, it's not about us, it's about God. That was so important for these brethren in Corinth to understand with the division Paul was dealing with in chapters 1 through 3. So he brings it all together, the all of stewardship. We are responsible to God. Verse 6, the all of Scripture. God has provided his word that we may not to think beyond that which is written, but grow in our knowledge of him. And then the all of servanthood, verses 7 through 13. To be obedient unto God, we serve on his behalf as his steward of what he has granted. Now we conclude with verses 14 through 21. Let's consider this one very quickly. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore I urge you, imitate me. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you shortly if the Lord wills, and I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod? Or in love and a spirit of gentleness. Friends, our study ahead, we're going to look at the all of supply to see what is at our advantage. But before we do that, I'm going to defer to our Jay Webb. He's going to tell you a little bit about a very special free publication we're going to make available to you today here from International Gospel Hour.
Our special free publication today is called Discovery, Scripture and Science for Kids. For over 20 years, our friends at apologeticspress.org have made this great resource possible to help our children in dealing with such teachings as evolution, dinosaurs, creation, and a variety of biblical subjects written on a child's level. We at International Gospel Hour have been blessed with a very limited number of these, and you can get your free copy today by calling toll-free at 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Discovery. That's it. Again, that's 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Discovery. You can also send your request through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us your name and address and put Reason in the message box. We will send you a copy. Again, we only have a very limited number, so reach out to us now.
Now, friends, let's continue our study from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 21, as the all of supply. Now, he's taught them that they are stewards of God. Don't think above that which is written, and think about being a servant. But now Paul is going to mention some things that will give them a supply to help us keep working onward, the supply of others. You know, we mentioned about the phrases, no man is an island unto himself, and it takes a village, and so on. It is, as Paul would say, let us work with each other, not be divided among each other. Now, let's recall the challenges in the first three chapters and how division is sinful, how they were to be one in Christ. When we think about this, and in our studies, I think about Ephesians chapter 2, where the church at Ephesus was comprised of Jew and Gentile, and you think about how they viewed each other, and now how they were to view or look upon one another being in Christ. The Jew is not looking upon the Gentile as somebody who is a subordinate or thought of less, and the Gentile is not going to look upon the Jew as being one who is, shall we say from the text a while ago, puffed up or thinking of themselves, but rather now Jew and Gentile are looking upon Christ and how they view each other in Christ. Paul talked about breaking down that middle wall of partition in Christ, Ephesians chapter 2. And so we want to look at the supply or who is available to help us as fellow servants. Verses 14 and 15 of 1 Corinthians 4, Paul says, as my beloved children, I warn you. Now, when he uses the phrase beloved children, there's a tender and a gracious approach of which Paul is coming forth like a student to the teacher. And then using the phrase fathers, Paul expresses his kindness and strength toward them. So he's saying, look upon me as a father, as an instructor, and indeed he had begotten them. When we go back to Acts the 18th chapter, Paul came into Corinth and was preaching and teaching the gospel. The Bible did affirm, or does affirm, in Acts 18:8 that many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. And when we think about what Paul is saying here about a warning, you know, friends, sometimes the strongest correction is better than a good compliment. We're able to learn and to grow. He warned them and encouraged them to imitate him. Now, think of 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1 to where he emphasizes later, be ye followers of me as I am of Christ. Paul wanted them to imitate him because he was imitating Christ. In so doing, they would imitate Christ as well. And then Paul mentions of Timothy, to whom he is sending to them, verses 17 through 19. Timothy is called a beloved and faithful son in the Lord. He is going to teach the same as Paul would everywhere in every church. We understand Timothy's importance to Paul. We note this from 1 Timothy 4 and verse 6, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 2. There were two letters written to this young man by Paul. And as Paul had begotten them, well, he did so to Timothy as well. We note that from Acts the 16th chapter in the first four verses when we are introduced to Timothy. Paul's ways are in Christ. They're not in man, due to the consistency and faithfulness, remembering and teaching everywhere and in every church. He's going to teach of his ways that are in Christ. And Paul is planning to come if the Lord will. Many times we think about the word of James in James chapter 4, that we say that today or tomorrow we will do this or do that. But James reminds us, if the Lord wills, if that is to be allowed, then such we will do. I learn a great deal from this text, folks. First of all, I learned to use a lot of Timothy's in my life. I'm sure you've had your share of Timothy's in your life that will help you along the way. And then I also learn if the Lord wills, and that helps us to keep that faithful commitment to our master, of whom we are stewards, servants, and to follow him. In verses 20 and 21, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And Paul is expressing, this is in power, what do you want? It's not through the words of men. It's the Word of God. That's the power. There is great power, and correction is needed, whether positive or negative. Paul says, what do you want? Will I come to you with a rod? That's correction. Or in love and a spirit of gentleness? That is a positive side, a correction. Paul said, how shall I come to you? Of course, it depends on the circumstances of which you are facing. At this point, Paul is coming in this spirit of gentleness to, as he is corrected earlier, now he builds on that correction. To be supplied, the all of supply. How about special relationships that grow that only the fellow Christians can know and embrace? Within that, special examples that help and guide us, and special friends that we introduce to each other to help each other along, and a special correction that's for our good. And friends, when you look at it, all of these are in plentiful supply to help one grow in Christ. So from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, we see the all of it all. How to be a good steward, how to embrace Scripture, how to be a good servant, and how to embrace what is supplied for us. Friends, we always want to encourage further Bible study. We're grateful you've taken time to listen, but we hope we've prompted you to do further research in the Word of God and to see wherein you stand for Jesus Christ. Let's pause, and our J-Web will have more details about our online study of the Bible.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
Friends, how grateful we are to take the Word of God and study it verse by verse, if you will. You'll find other lessons from 1 Corinthians at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. If we can help you find those, please let us hear from you. And we'll continue these studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.